Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, with all of the chaos and uncertainty with the virus issues as well as other national issues, I asked the Lord what I needed to talk about today. And I felt it was that we needed to think of ways that we can process our lives in a way that we may have a peaceful life, no matter what else is going on. I remembered recently reading a scripture that gives us direction of how to pray for our nation so we can have a peaceful life. While in prison, the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, a young Christian friend of his. He wrote, I urge you, therefore, to pray for all people, ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. Well, from this I understand that whether or not we agree with people in authority, God is still saying we should pray for them so that we can have a peaceful life in our nation. You know, there's been more information available in the last 5 years than in all of human history before it. And it's coming at us all the time. Author Daniel Levithan says, in a sense, we become addicted to the hyperstimulation. The constant barrage of news and knowledge can dominate and unsettle our minds. Oh yes, in today's environment of media bombardment, it becomes increasingly difficult to find time to be quiet and to think and to pray. But in Psalm 46, we have some assurance where it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And then it goes on down to verse 10, and it says, be still and know that I am God. Oh, yes, it reminds us of the necessity to take time and be still and maybe even turn off the media. Oh, yes, it's a good prayer for us to pray. Maybe we should pray, God, we bring our cluttered minds to you so we can learn to be still and remember that you are God and tap into your peace. Well, a young man in prison recently wrote that my program was a place of calm and peace for him in his circumstances. I hope it is for you too. Well, there's a wonderful song by the Tallies based on the scripture I just read. Here they are singing, Be Still My Soul. Oh, may that be your prayer too.
Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he still my soul,
In every change, God is faithful and will remain. Be still, my soul. I wonder, are you feeling stressed from all the changes that are going on in our world right now? I was recently watching a fun video of a couple of puppies playing, and I had to laugh out loud. I think I played it over 3 or 4 times, and I realized I hadn't laughed for a few days. Life seems and is so serious, but I'm reminded again that 4,000 years ago, King Solomon said that laughter was good medicine, which doctors have now validated. They say laughter is good for our body. Well, maybe it's time to give yourself some laughter medicine. They say even taking time to pet your animal, hug a baby, watch fun movies will help remove the stress in your life. And with everyone having opinions about what's happening in our world right now, I'm trying to remember that my relationships with people are more important than my opinion. So, if a lively discussion with others turns into a heated one, I know it's time to let it rest. Letting the discussion rest in a peaceful atmosphere helps us all to relate in peaceful and accepting ways, doesn't it? Well, this next song seems to say for me what I want to share with you. I want to assure you we can have this peace, God's peace in our hearts, even in the middle of our issues. We can say, "It is well with my soul." Well, here are some of the words. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And now here's Linda Randall singing it for you now.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say,
yeah.
my soul.
Be still, my soul, for God is on my side. You know, I earlier shared the verse from Psalm 46:10 that says, "Be still and know that I am God." That simple phrase, "be still," reminds me of going to church from the time when I was a small child. You'd think I would have my mother's fingerprints embedded in my knee from all the times that she squeezed my leg in church and whispered in no uncertain terms, "Be still." Well, like any child, I often had the bad case of wiggles in church. And so for years when I read, "Be still and know that I am God," I thought of it in terms of not being antsy in my mother's whisper, "Be still." But as I researched, I found the Hebrew word for "be still" means to cease striving. It's the concept of putting your hands down and letting God intervene in your situation without your interference. This word picture is interesting, since we often use our hands to push things out of our way, to protect ourselves, to strike back. And when we drop our hands, it makes us feel defenseless and vulnerable, unless we can trust, as it says in verse 1 of Psalm 46, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And then in verse 7, "The God of Jacob is our refuge." In other words, stop struggling and depend on God to be our refuge and help. You know, in face of all of life's circumstances, we can know the peace of trusting in the presence and power of God in the midst of our trouble as we wait patiently and prayerfully for His deliverance. So, drop your hands, for God's hands are busy on your behalf. And this next song says there's no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There's no mountain too tall. God cannot move it. He will carry you. Well, you can depend on that if you ask Him. And here's the Gaither Vocal Band singing, "He Will Carry You."
There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. God cannot move it. Ooh. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. Ooh. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it.
Oh, if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. Oh, if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, "Come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest."
There is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. Oh, if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, oh, I know, my brother, that He will care.
Wonderful to know that we can depend on God. He will carry us if we ask Him to. Yes, that's one of His promises, that He will never leave us or forsake us. He will carry us through. You know, thinking about our theme, Peace for Today, there's a wonderful scripture where the Apostle Paul writes, even when he was in prison. He wrote in Philippians 4:12, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Now, that word every situation means every situation, big or small. Well, I remember a small situation, but probably quite irritating to my parents. My sister and I would sometimes bicker about the size of the piece of the homemade pie that Mom served us. We were always sure the other one was getting a bigger piece. But you know, if we focus on other people's possessions, grasping for what we want, jealousy too often results. And yet God's word lifts our eyes to something far greater worth than earthly possessions. The psalmist writes in Psalm 119:57, You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with my whole heart. Oh, what better portion could we have than our loving and limitless Creator? Nothing on earth can compare with Him. Nothing can take Him away from us. Oh, we may have everything in the world and still be miserable. But a listener from prison wrote and asked me to play this next song, and it seems right for today. You may be in prison as this person, or you may feel like you're in prison in your mind or your emotions, but let God bring you hope and peace as you listen to Vern Jackson sing, Higher Than I've Ever Been.
I've heard once a bird has a broken wing. He can never fly high anymore. Let me tell what I know, it's not always so, 'cause once I lay broken and sore, I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever flying again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. yesterday sing. Where eagles can't soar, I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. I fell by the way, life's wounded prey. Then old Satan, like a vulture, he swept low. In my darkest hour, that's when he came to devour what was left of my wretched, my dying soul. As low as life gets, God was not finished yet. He saw more good than I ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubts, so high in the clouds that I can't see the tops of the trees. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Whoa, where eagles can't soar, I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been.
Yes, I'm higher than I've ever been, higher than yesterday's sin. Where eagles can't soar, I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Oh, dear friend, may that be your song too. Well, I hope this program has been a help to you. If you listened last week, you know I offered you a free book, Shalom Morning. It's my book filled with stories from my life and the lessons God taught me. In fact, I wrote a story about Jesus being the Prince of Peace. Here's part of my story. When I was in my 30s, I drove from California to South Dakota to see my parents. A week later, as I began to drive back to California, I noticed that I was going to need some gas. So I pulled into the gas station in a small little town about 100 miles from my parents' home. An old cowboy came out of the gas station to inform me that they didn't take out-of-state checks. And then he asked me why I was driving through their town. When I told him I'd been visiting my parents and who they were, he said, "Oh, you're one of his kids. Heck, I used to take my cattle up to his auctions. If you're one of his family, I know you're good for the check." Well, I got my tank full of gas and went on my way. And once again, I was made aware of the power of a name, even a family name, to fix my dilemma. And so too with Jesus. His name is Prince of Peace, and the power in His name can bring you peace in your situation. And since we are still home more than usual, you probably have time to read. So I'm again offering my book, Shalom Morning, for free, with the previous story as well as many others that I know you'll enjoy. So just write or email me. I'd love to send you my book. And I hope you'll tell your friends about my program, Psalms of Hope, and that you'll listen next week, same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will seek to find your peace in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.